Get there, let's stand in honor of God's word. Thank you for being faithful on a Sunday morning. Great time in Sunday school. David said he wasn't really, didn't have a real good grasp of the Sunday school lesson. Well, he done a mighty fine job, I thought. Amen. And I'm sure our other teachers did a great job. You know, if you're coming in at the 11 o'clock hour, you're missing half the service. Amen. Sunday school starts at 10. It's a great time. Amen. If you're there, say amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1. The Apostle Paul makes a bold statement. Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. Amen. Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. Lord, I love you and I come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you for the reading of your word, Lord. Watch over us right now, God. Thank you for the songs. And God, I pray, God, you would move in this service. Speak to hearts, God. Lord, I realize when I finish preaching this today, there's not going to be one person in this building that you've not spoken to. God, you move. You fill the altar. You challenge hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16, Paul says, wherefore I beseech you, be ye followers of me. Philippians chapter 3, verse 17, the Bible says, brethren, be followers together of me and mark them which walk also as ye have us for an example. This is Apostle Paul. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 9, not because we have not power, but to make ourselves an example unto you to follow us. Paul is telling people, listen, if you want to do what's right, follow me because I'm going to follow Jesus. Amen. Now listen, nobody is 100% all the time. Just go ahead and be honest. My son and my daughter-in-law is here. My daughter and my son-in-law is here. They know me. They know me better than you know me. But they don't know me as good as my wife. I would love to be able to stand up and say, listen, you look to me because I'm going to look to Jesus. And if you want to know how to do it, watch me. But I'll let you down. Now listen, the title of this message today is this. Would anyone want to be like you? Amen. Would anyone want to be like you? Think about that. What kind of church would my church be if every member was just like me? How many folks would be saved today if it all depended on what I'd say? Listen, this challenged me, so I'm just going to have to give it to you like God gave it to me, okay? And if you want to go to heaven when it's all said and done, you got to love me. Number one. Is your walk worth following? Is your walk worth following? People learn more from our walk than they do our talk. People are watching every one of us. Paul was not pointing people to himself, but Paul was pointing people to Jesus. Can somebody see Jesus in you? Do your coworkers see Jesus in you? Do your friends see Jesus in you? I've known people over the years at church, Jackie, they were one way. And at church, oh, they were holier than thou. And they put on that front. And they could teach Sunday school. They could sing the song all just right. But out in the world, people knew them for what they really was. Amen. Is your walk worthy to follow? I remember talking to a man years ago. And he was talking to me about having a problem with lust and having a problem with and I'll leave it at that. He was having a problem with that. Yeah, come on. And I asked him, I said, let me ask you one question. Would you want one of your little girls to marry somebody like you? He said, no. I said, then change. Is your walk worthy? Listen, I've done my best to lead my children in the right way. They saw me make mistakes. They saw me fall. They saw me do things I probably wasn't supposed to do. But I've done my best to lead them in the right way. Is your walk, are you leading your children in the right way? Tony said something the other day when he was speaking at the Senior Saints. Those two little grandboys are watching him. I mean like a hawk. They watching mom and daddy, but they watching you, Tony. And Nancy, they looking at everything you do. And yours are too. Is your walk worthy to follow? Is your faith real? Or is it just for show? See, there's a lot of folks, they just come to church just for show. They come to church because that's the right thing to do. They come to church because it's Sunday morning. I need to mark this off my box. If I don't go to church, that preacher's going to text me. That preacher's going to call me. There's somebody going to call me and wonder where in the world I'm at. But then when you get on the job or you get out there Monday through Saturday, I mean, you're just like everybody else. The Bible tells us in James chapter 2, verse 18, yea, a man that say, thou hast faith, I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. Real faith people can see. Real faith changes attitudes. Real faith changes behavior. Well, hey, if you ain't had no change, there ain't no salvation. You still living and talking and walking like you did before, you're not saved. I don't care what grandmama told you. I don't care what granddaddy told you. I'm just telling you, when you get a hold of Jesus, there's going to be a change in your life. Amen. People know a hypocrite when they see it. Mark Twain said this, we're all like the moon. We all got a dark side. Amen. Every one of us does. Just because, let me go and tell y'all something. I don't wear a suit all the time. I don't come, I'm not in the preacher mode all the time. David served on our deacon board. David is a great Sunday school teacher, but David is not in that mode all the time. But I don't want to be a hypocrite. I don't want to put on a show at church and then be something else at Walmart. No, I want to be the same thing every day. I might not be in the preacher mode, and I might not have the suit on every day, but I'm telling you right now, every day I'm still representing Jesus. Every day I'm still representing Liberty Free Will Baptist Church. Every day I'm still supposed to let my light shine. Is your character Christ-like? Is your character Christ-like? Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23 says this, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. I ought to just go ahead and give invitation right now. Amen. Because I'm just going to go ahead and tell you some of that stuff right there I'm guilty of. Amen. And you are too. Can people see the love of Jesus in you? Can people see the joy of Jesus in you? Can people see the peace of Jesus, the patience, the kindness? Character is how you and I act when there ain't nobody else around. Yeah, come on. How's that working out for you? Come on, when ain't nobody else looking and you don't think nobody else is going to see, how do you do? Is your character Christ-like? Robert Redford, one time, was walking through a hotel lobby. He hit the elevator button, and a woman saw him and followed him over to the elevator. And this is what she said. Are you the real Robert Redford? And his reply was this. Only when I'm alone. Let's just be honest. Let's just get honest. When I come to church, when we come to senior saints, masters, men, whatever, I come in, I put my preacher mode on. Don't sit there and act like y'all don't do it. You got your Christianity, you got your Christ mode that you put on when you come to church. Y'all gonna make me get this real now.
Come on, Reggie.
I guarantee you, I could get Nicole up here, and Nicole could tell you some things about what goes on at this Reed House. I guarantee I could get Miss Jenny up here, and Miss Jenny could tell you some things about what goes on at the Sellers House.
Amen.
I could probably even get Miss Nancy up here. But I'm going to say something, and I'm going to tell you, I believe this with all my heart. The Sellers House, the Snipes House, or the Threed House, I believe they still got a Christ-like character.
Amen.
It might not be there 100% of the time because we all mess up, we all make mistakes, we all get mad.
Come on, preacher.
Praise God, I ain't done nothing so stupid in the last years that I can say, hey, I'm sorry. We all make mistakes. But how are you when you're by yourself? Is your home place worth copying? Joshua 24, verse 15, Joshua says, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Amen. As for me and my house. See, children imitate what they see.
Amen.
Said something in Sunday school this morning. You know, we're all coming in, and my wife has taught children a long time. And any of you ladies and men that's ever taught children, you're going to know what I'm getting ready to say. Sometimes that prayer request in them little children's classrooms, son, they'll blow your mind. Pray for my mom and daddy. They was fighting before we come to church.
Amen.
You need to pray for us. Everybody got a whooping this morning.
Come on, Christian.
It's funny, but is it really?
Amen.
Because them kids are watching everything we do. And see, it's a hypocrite that tells that child, do as I say, not as I do. Don't tell that child not to smoke, and you pulling out the cigarettes. Don't tell that child not to cuss, and you cussing like a sailor when you ain't at church. Don't tell that child not to drink, and you got beer in your refrigerator. Because you're a hypocrite. Is there anybody that wants to be like you?
Amen.
How do you treat your spouse?
Come on.
Let me tell you something. I hope and pray that I taught my kids how to be married when they got married.
Yeah.
I hope and pray that I taught my son how to treat his wife. And I hope and pray that my wife taught my daughter how to be a good wife. In that aspect, I will say, I did my best. Would anyone want to be like you? How do you handle anger? I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes I blow up and throw things. Don't act like y'all don't do it. God. Y'all don't amen me, I'm going to jump in your pew.
Amen.
I remember me and Benji was working out one time. And I slammed my hand between two 45-pound plates. And I was mad. And Benji was sitting there looking at me. And I looked up and he was staring at me, Tony. I said, what you looking at? He said, I was just going to wait and see if he was going to cuss. I didn't.
Amen.
I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes I don't handle anger very good. I do throw things. I don't cuss. Because praise the Lord, that's gone. Yeah. Amen. Those kind of things don't even go through my mind. Amen. How do you handle it? Is there anybody that want to be like you? When's the last time you and your wife prayed together?
Amen.
Is your home place worth following? I remember reading a story one time and said this hypocrite was teaching Sunday school. And somebody, he said something to this effect. Why in the world does everybody call me a Christian? One of the fellows raised his hand and said, maybe because that's they don't know you. Your kids know you. Are you leading people to Jesus? Are you leading people to Jesus? Matthew 5:16 says, let your light so shine before the world so that they may glorify your Father which is in heaven. Our light's supposed to shine. Have you told somebody or have you let somebody see Jesus in you? Yesterday, we came out and we prayed, and I told the guys as we prayed yesterday morning, I said, we need to pray that God will put somebody in front of us so that we can be a witness every day. Be careful what you pray for. I brought the church van back to the store across the road. I pull up. I open the door of the church van. I get out, and there's a car sitting at the air hose there. It takes off squealing tires. There's this one little fella running behind it trying to catch it. It goes off down the road. This fella turns around, and he's letting it fly. He comes, I'm trying to undo the gas tank, and he comes up to this lady, and I can tell he's asking this lady for a ride, but every other word's a cuss word. And I finally turned around and looked at him. I said, you need to watch your mouth. You're in the presence of a lady. He said, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. And he calmed down a little bit, and then he let it fly again. And I'm sitting there, I'm getting a little irritated at him. But he's asking this lady for a ride, and I know he ain't going to get in that car with that woman. I said, where do you need to go? I'll give you a ride. And it was just right down the road. So when he got in that church van, guess what? I unloaded on him. I said, the Bible says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He said, I was raised in church. I said, well, you know by now, you can see by now that the life you're living ain't working. Talk to him and talk to him and talk all the way to where he was going. And I had prayer with him. He didn't pray. He didn't ask the Lord to save him. But I invited him to church.
Amen.
Are you leading people to Jesus?
Amen.
Are we finishing well? Paul said in 2 Timothy 4:7, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I have kept the faith. We all love a good start. I love it, Brother Tony. I've seen Tony and David and Wes and some of these guys down on the altar praying with people. I love it when you see people get saved. I love it when we come down and people are crying on the altar and they get saved. It's great to have a good start, but it's a whole lot better to finish well. Amen?
Amen.
Paul said, I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. I thought about it as I was praying about this. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 4:2, now listen to this. We've heard it, but you might not be heard it like this. Moreover, it is required in stewards or Christians that a man be found faithful.
Yeah.
You know what that means? Faithful ain't what I say I am. Faithful is what Tony says I am. Have I been found faithful? Faithful is what David says I am. or Larry or Jackie says I am. Now, I'm not talking, faithful is what God says. But listen, when Taylor talks to somebody about his preacher, what does he say? When people talk about you to other people, what do they say? Have you been found faithful? Is there anybody that would want to be you or want to be like you? Now listen, I'm going to come to a close with this. If everybody became like you, what kind of church would we have? If everybody became like you, what kind of church would we have? If everybody prayed like you, what would happen? If everybody attended like you, how many would be here? If everybody gave like you, how long would the church stay open? If everybody witnessed like you, how many would be saved? If everybody loved like you, how many would feel welcome? If everybody followed like you, how many would see Jesus? Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Ask yourself this, is my life leading people to Jesus? Would my family be better off if everybody acted like me? Would my church be better off if everybody acted like me? Let me tell you something, mamas and daddies. Your children are following you. Amen. And they're watching. And they're not the only ones. I'm going to ask Gavin and Olivia to come back up. I want them to sing that last song again. I want you to bow your heads.